has grace that thought my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. When we've been here 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, than when we first began. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch.
Hello, everybody. On the 5th of April, is it the 5th? It's Easter Sunday, everybody. Resurrection Sunday, where we all get to begin again. And I listened to Paul O'Mahony's latest blog post, and it inspired me to do something today. So you can thank him. Or maybe not. But just Paul is just so good at reflecting and philosophizing with things. And you know, the past is gone. We get a chance again to renew, to live again. And something he said just really touched me. There are days when you feel your emotions are dead. You are dead. A part of you is dead, and your spirit is dead. You're just so sad, so low. You're struggling. You just can't seem to get motivated. You criticize yourself. You're so critical about yourself. You know, you scrutinize yourself so much. You say, you know, look at me, look at the state of me, or what am I going to do now? How am I going to get out of this? Etc., etc. And you know, it's just so wonderful that we get these chances to live again. And I did not know about this David White, who Paul referenced, and he said that we will have many crises in life, you know, teenager, adolescence, 20s, 30s, and up, and whatever. And it just got me thinking, you know, and it's so true, actually. It really is. So, you know, today is just a chance for us to begin again and just let everything go. Anguish, hurt, you know, loneliness, things didn't work out, whatever, just let it go and just begin again. And I'm just going to finish with Father Ray Kelly's How Marvelous. Thank you for listening.
Stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. For me it was in the garden, he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. And my sorrows, he made them his vessels.